This is Indie Trash on 91.5 FM WMFO. That's Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today is it's going to be a very fun show. Gonzalo is going to be in a bit, and we'll be doing our annual Wrapped Roulette. It's a tradition. My friend Sophia and I started a while ago, like freshman year when we had our show together. Basically, we're going to press shuffle on our Spotify Wrapped. If the song is clean, if you can play it on air, you have to play it, and then you explain it a little bit, and we'll talk about it, and it'll be super fun. I don't know what you guys thought about your Spotify Wraps this year, but it's definitely interesting to like look back and see what you've been listening to, like a little time capsule. But yeah, I think I'm going to start off with Joiner by Blondshell. I've really been loving this song. It's what, number 17 in my Spotify Wrapped. I listened to a lot of Blondshell by Blondshell last year. It's fantastic. So without further ado, here's Joiner. Enjoy.
Yeah.
right, welcome back. That one was Joiner by Blonde Shell. Hope you enjoyed that. Up next, I think we're going to do a song by Jade Bird. Obviously, as many people do, I set my Spotify Wrapped to a bunch of my friends. Like, here's what I've been listening to. Tell me what you've been listening to. And, you know, we have a lot of song taste overlap, but a lot of my friends didn't know who Jade Bird was. And I was very shocked and appalled. Because for me, she's one of my favorite artists, and I think she has just such a fantastic voice. You don't really see her range as much in this song, but I think it's just such a good song, so I'll play it anyways. Here's You've Fallen in Love Again by Jade Bird. Enjoy.
Suffocating, and I'm standing over the sink. Two eyes, too bright, too wide to think. Zigzag past my feelings. White flag when you're zero in. Surrender to the spin. Forget and forget. I hope you ever feel the fever that I'm in a day. Never get close enough. She reels you in. Let's do this again. And
on someone's dime. I looked for answers that they weren't mine to find. Good days are coming, not just to die.
Welcome back. That one was Capricorn by Vampire Weekend, and before that, we had You Fallen in Love Again by Jade Bird. I was saying before I played the second to last song that, like, oh, it doesn't show off her, like, vocal ability as much. Sure, she, you know, Jade Bird isn't, like, belting the whole song, but I feel like I was overlooking how her voice has such a light and airy quality, too. And the song is such, like, interesting production. Sorry I wrote it off like that. That's very uncharacteristic. And then, yeah, Capricorn, Vampire Weekend. I listened to a lot of Vampire Weekend this past year. Let me be honest. They were my top artist. My top song this year was Connect by Vampire Weekend, which is like a 6-minute long song off of Only God Was Above Us. Their most recent album came out in like April-ish. I was in like the 0.005% of listeners of that song, because it's not a, you know, song you're just gonna like put on a playlist. I would listen to it on repeat just for hours on end. So it makes sense why it was my top song. I love it so much. It's fantastic. And the rest of that album is fantastic as well. I only have great things to say about it. All right, up next, another song off my Wrapped. I just have my Wrapped up here on my computer, and I'm click and play. We're gonna do I Think I'm in Love by Beck. I've been playing a lot of like newer songs that have appeared on my Wrapped, but this one's a little older. This is off his album, The Information. But I am a big Beck fan, so here's I Think I'm in Love. Enjoy.
I think I'm in love, but
pictures face to face. Take off the necklace and throw it away. I think I'm in love, but it makes me kind of nervous to say so. I think I'm in love, but it makes me kind of nervous to say so. Really think I better get a hold of myself. Don't let the night get ahead of myself.
to reach. Your smile's turning to crying, it's the same release. And you always know, and you always know that I'm your summer girl. I'm your summer girl. I'm your summer girl. I'm your summer girl.
Shoulder, I need you to understand. These are the earthquake drills that we ran under the freeway overpass. The tears behind your dark sunglasses, the fears inside your heart's deepest gashes. Walk beside me.
Alright everyone, welcome back. That one was Summer Girl by Haim, a classic, one of my favorites. And we're here with Gonzo.
Hi everybody.
Oh my gosh, hi Gonzo.
Hi, sorry I'm late.
Ugh, whatever. No, okay, I'm
whatever.
Kidding.
I was at the 3P's production of Midsummer Night's Dream.
How was it?
It's amazing. Like actually, awesome. Like I was having a blast. I'm kind of bummed I had to leave early, but...
Oh my gosh.
But we have things to do.
We seriously do.
We have things to do.
Before we get into it, I'm just going to read like a super quick
PSA. Do you have something to say to the people?
Hey guys, I have something I want to say. Do you ever lose your keys? Is that
no.
Normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are common. But your cognitive numbers are also important. Request a free guide. It's filled with tips for better brain health, facts about dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford.
Very important. Yeah. Checkup from the neck up is hysterical.
I love that.
That's
line,
a bar.
I was like, oh, I'm
bar,
so excited to
bar.
Read this.
Okay. Yeah. AC and I have been hanging. We hung out a lot in the last like 24 hours.
Yeah.
Because we haven't been on the show for so long together.
What the heck? We made the most delectable dinner
last night, and
I had the leftovers for lunch.
It was so
good. And like, it took all of my strength to not just lay in bed and pass out because like, I had a ton of garlic bread and pasta and sausage and like.
Guys, that, the garlic bread
those
was
are
so
beautiful
tasty.
Ingredients for a nap.
The,
you know,
the garlic bread was so tasty. It was, oh my god. Okay, actually, let me send you the recipe.
Thank you
now
so
that,
much.
Now that you've reminded me.
Because I think when I go home, I want to like make it for my family.
It's so easy.
I feel like, yeah, it was so easy peasy.
The only thing, I'm going to send you the recipe. The only thing that we did differently is that I used a 16-ounce thing of peppers instead of 12 ounces.
Yeah.
And it was great.
It was fine.
It was so tasty.
Yeah.
Google, doo-doo-doo. Anyways, yeah. I'm glad to be here.
I'm so glad to have you here. It felt so weird doing it alone. I was like, where? Yeah. I love that song so much.
It's
funny
so
story.
Good.
My mom also loves that song, but
really?
For a while she didn't know the name. So she would just be like, hey, Alicia, can you play that song I like?
Yes.
And it got to the point where I knew.
Yeah.
Oh, you want Summer Girl by Haim? Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. No, my mother does the same thing. We have, we made a playlist on her Spotify that says, songs that mom likes, and it's all like the songs that, that we play for her that
yeah.
she's like, oh, I like this one, and then never remembers the name. And when I tell
I
you
love
it's,
it when my mom does that, she's like, oh, I like this
and I'm
I
like,
feel so
yes.
good about myself.
Oh my god, yes. But my mom's, I think my mom's favorite song on that playlist is Wish I Knew You by the Revivalists. She does not remember the name.
Mm-mm.
Nothing
and why
about
would
it
she?
But she goes, like, what's on this playlist? And I was like, mom, it's the song that you really like, Wish I Knew You. And she's like, oh, that is a good one. Moms,
I love that. Love my mom.
Love my mom.
It reminds me of, are you a big like SNL guy? Will you like watch little clips?
We'll watch SNL.
Yeah,
we're an SNL family.
Mm-hmm. Like, they have this one sketch that's like celebrity mom translator.
No.
And like you put in what your mom said. I'll play it for you.
Oh,
when we play
God.
The next song. It's really funny. If you're listening to this, well, after our show.
Okay, after the show, please.
Go look
please
up
after
like
the show.
Mom Celebrity Translator SNL, and it's really funny.
This is fantastic.
But yeah. Okay, so we're going to get into some Wrapped Roulette, as I explained at the top
yes.
of the hour in a little bit. But up
so
first,
excited.
As we set up, we're going to do Criminal by Fiona Apple, which is, what number is that in my Wrapped? 81. I listened to it quite a lot this year. It's a really good song. So here it is. Enjoy.
Ooh.
I'm feeling like a
everyone. That one was Criminal by Fiona Apple. Such a fantastic song.
I was vibing. We were dancing. Look, if you're sitting in the seat, it's all about the car dancing, right?
Yes.
Right? Yeah, you know, you've got your hands on the wheel. It's a little shoulder shimmy.
But that was like, you were doing like shoulder rolls. It was like, you're stepping up your game.
You gotta do it somehow, right?
Yeah, yeah. We were talking a little bit about our like 2024 listening habits during the break. And I was just telling Gonzo what I told all of you earlier. I've been into putting a song on repeat.
Yeah.
Just like pressing the repeat button on Spotify and just going about my day. And Criminal was one of those songs. Like, I'm surprised it's not even higher. Because I would just listen to it so much. I think it's awesome.
It's actually like, I really like that.
It's so fun.
It's so fun.
And then the little like, do 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 do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Also this year I audiobooked a book about the Chicago World's Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And about the serial killer that was on the loose there.
Devil in White City.
Yes.
By Eric Larson.
Yes.
He writes great stuff.
I kind of want to like read another, I'll audiobook another one of his audiobook books.
If you want to audiobook another one, my recommendation is Dead Wake, about the sinking of the Lusitania around World War I. It is fascinating.
Okay, interesting, because...
It's so good.
Perfect timing, because
tell.
Well, speaking of sinking ship, no, I'm kidding. I'm flying to... Well, I'm not going home directly for winter break. Okay. I'm going actually to visit our friend, Isabel.
Oh.
But we're not on the same flight because we didn't like schedule it at the same time. Yeah. So I'm getting to the airport like 2 hours before she will. So I have some time.
Super fun.
And I'm going to, you know, like crochet some stuff. But I wanted a new audio
book. Oh, yeah. Dead Wake. Great book. Great recommendation. Like, please do.
Yeah. But dude, fun fact about the serial killer.
Do tell.
We went to the same high school.
Whoa, that's notable alumni.
Sometimes I'll scroll through my school's notable alumni. It's me.
It's me.
The serial killer.
Yeah.
And then Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah.
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 Oh yeah.
Big names.
Big names only.
Big names only.
AC, the guy I can't remember.
And the Zuck.
Yeah.
Well, my listening habits for 2024. So I think this year has been a really strong singing year for me. I've listened to a lot of songs that I feel like I can sing. But I will do the same where I will just like put a song on repeat until I cannot listen to it anymore. Case in point, Rodeo Clown by Flip Turn that came out like maybe a month and a half ago. Number 6 song.
Mm-hmm. Oh gosh.
Yeah, isn't that terrifying? But I had a lot of fun. I'm really happy with my top songs this year.
Wow. Okay.
I'm like this
well,
is
can, sorry. I won't cut you off anymore.
This no, you can cut me off however much you want. I think it was just like the right mix of like everything that's on here, like I remember like the time period that I was like listening to it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They're like mostly like things like they make me really happy and like I'm like there are like a couple that I'm like oh like I totally forgot about this song but this song's a banger and I love it. I digress. I love Spotify Wrapped. They do
something
so fun.
Yeah,
like oh my god, I listen to the music I listen to.
It is kind of crazy. Like I mean, I could get in a whole rant about this. Maybe you don't want to get into it, but I think it's like, I don't love that it's AI powered this year.
Did you listen to your AI podcast?
No,
it's really, really stupid, but it's really funny when you think about like the fact that it's two AIs talking back and forth to each other.
Oh, wait,
two of them.
Oh,
it's two of them. And it's so funny
because
they're trying so hard to sound normal. And it is like... It's like painful.
Because,
it's so
like,
funny.
They fired their Wrapped team last year.
I'm sorry,
like,
they did what?
They made a lot of like personnel cuts to, you know, like save
money.
Why
would they do that?
To save money. Of course.
Of course, the bottom line is...
Yeah,
is,
so now instead of, you know, knowing my top genres, I know that in February I was listening to Ballet Corps. Like, I'm not even kidding. I wish I was. It's just like...
Yeah. I'm raising my hand. What does ballet corps mean?
It means I'm listening to classical music.
Okay.
It means
okay.
I'm listening to some Tchaikovsky.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who's not,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Anyways, I digress. Yeah. I didn't know that. That's a bummer.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
What
You should listen to your AI podcast. It's like 3.5 minutes.
I'm kind of excited now.
They're so stupid and I love it. It's, shall we get into some roulette?
Yes, let's do it.
Do you want to start? Do you want me to start?
Let's have you start. Okay. Do you want to plug into Aux 1?
I'll plug into Aux 1.
So we can do two computers going at the same time.
Whoa, that's crazy.
What?
Okay, is this like we listen to the song first and then we explain, or is this a we explain and then we listen to the song?
Whatever you want it to be, you know, but like we're gonna like press the button, see what we get.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
Okay.
There's no formal structure.
Okay, so I hit shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
This song is called I Guess by Lizzie McAlpine.
Okay.
This was one of the singles that she released before she released her album. And I didn't like it as much as I liked Older, the first release. Honestly, there are other songs on the album that I enjoyed more. But this song is like very sweet and it's a little like melancholic and I like it a lot. And to my dad who just texted me to play some funky music, this is not funky music.
Oh no.
Sorry, Dad. But this is I Guess by Lizzie McAlpine.
I'm so excited to hear
and
this.
And I hope you all enjoy.
Straighten your tie. We're not alone. I'll tell a lie just to bring you home. We dance together. You're not that good. I'll tell a lie, but it's understood. I guess it's all about timing. I guess it's all the things you want but never get. I guess it's all about trying to love someone you've never met. We eat our dinner, then we undress, and now we're probably drunk. You're saying things and they sound like love. I guess it's all about timing. I guess it's all about the things you have but didn't want. I guess it's all wish it was easy. I wish I knew what I was doing, but I never do.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm really liking this
it's,
song.
It's actually, it's like,
beautiful.
It's really pretty. It is really, really, really pretty.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think it's on my Discover Weekly. Mm-hmm. It's on my Wrapped because it came out like at the right time for me. Like yeah. it was like very much like an in the moment song that I like mm-hmm. really enjoyed. And again, like listening habits. Like I listened to it a bunch for like a couple weeks, and then it's like it comes on, and sometimes I'll skip it.
Yeah, yeah.
50-50 now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, I don't know. It's nice to have a little like time capsule. Like you were saying, you know, to know like when and where you were when mm-hmm. you were listening to a specific song. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
First time I listened to that song, I was walking from the JCC home.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that you know that.
There you go. Boom.
Boom. There you go.
Boom.
Yeah. So I just pressed shuffle on my Spotify mm-hmm. Wrapped.
Do tell.
I've played this song in full maybe once or twice on the show.
Yeah.
Because this is an 8.5 minute long
Ooh,
beast.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
It's called Could Heaven Ever Be Like This by Idris Muhammad. Idris, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's 76 on Wrapped. I like skipped to a good point. So we'll do like 3.5 minutes of the song. Mm-hmm. So I won't put you through all that because we have stuff to get through.
We have things to, we're, we have we're things moving. To discuss, right?
But I mean, your dad wanted us to play some funky music.
Dad, this is for you.
Yeah, so
our shuffle was listening.
I hope you enjoy this song. All right, let me see if I can get this fade into work.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I feel music in your eyes.
one was Could Heaven Ever Be Like This. I always mess up the name of that song, even though I listen to it all the time. Isn't it so good?
Oh my God, that's some funky music.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. I love that. I love that a lot. That was so fun.
So fun.
The bass. I love songs with like a walking bass line.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah. So good.
I love the part. It was sort of towards the beginning of the clip that I played, where it goes like da 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 boom boom, and the drums are going crazy.
I love it when artists like do like, just like they just like jam like mm-hmm. all the live recordings from classic rock concerts.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Those. So fun. So fun. What number was that for you?
Let's see. I think it was like 70s, 80s, 76.
76.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's good.
What are you listening to next?
This is song number 36 for me.
Okay.
This is a song by Hans Williams. It's called Skin. This is one for me that was very much so a singing song. This was like one that like I'm trying to keep track of how my voice changes and how when I sing in like the car, like mm-hmm. is my like because a men's voice. Fun fact: men's voices change for like a really really long time.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Men's singing voices.
Oh.
So people like opera singers go from like baritones to like tenors, and like mm-hmm. it's like real like you can do that like well into your 30s, and it's like it's
interesting.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah. Is it just that it keeps getting deeper or changes? No, as in it
changes.
Can get
it can
too.
Get higher as well.
Oh.
So this song was one that I really enjoyed singing, and I was really close to getting really down, barring a couple lines, and we're getting there. but it's a great song. Hans Williams, also fun fact, went to high school with one of our teammates. With two of our teammates, actually, Soph and Riley.
No way!
Who also is a high school that produced
Noah
the
Khan.
One and only Noah Khan.
Yeah.
So this is another like Vermont boy like.
Wow.
Yeah, let me show you the album cover because it looks like Steak Season.
Oh my God! Yeah. yeah.
but this is a great song. I love it a lot.
Fantastic! I can't wait to listen to it.
Do 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 do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All you.
Oh yeah, it's on my laptop. Haha. Ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
That's why I'll take this road.